Abbott Elementary star Cheryl Lee Ralph lectures fans over 40 to respect children's pronouns. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 3, 2024. ABC's Abbott Elementary star and Kamala Harris supporter Cheryl Lee Ralph took to social media to lecture her fans who are over the age of 40 about respecting the preferred pronouns that children today demand to be called. "The things you used to do and say when you were young, they're not going to work right now," she said. "This message is for those of you who are of a certain age over 40. Ralph began in a video posted to her Instagram account a few weeks ago. "Some of the things you used to do and say when you were young, they're not going to work right now, okay? Watch below. These children right about now, they want to be called by their name. They want to be respected with their pronouns," the 67-year-old actress continued. "Now, I know it might be hard for some of you to say, 'Hey, Apple, how you doing?' It might even be more difficult for some folks when maybe they don't look like a he or a she to you. But they want to be called a, him, or her," the Sister Act 2 star said. "Call them by their name. Please don't call them out of their name," Ralph added. "Just try, thank you." Last month, the Oliver & Company voice actress told Hollywood Reporter that Vice President Kamala Harris has it in her to make history, adding, "This woman's got that thing." As Breitbart News reported, more young people than ever are beginning to doubt their biological sex as academia, the entertainment industry, mainstream media, and celebrities continued to hype the concept of a non-binary identity and transgenderism. Studies also strongly suggest that social contagion is a factor in teenagers and young adults identifying as transgender. In June, Rosie O'Donnell raved about her 10-year-old daughter telling her gender is infinite, adding, "When your child tells you who they are, believe them. She said to me, they said to me, she prefers they slash them. I got a tattoo of it so that I would remember," O'Donnell said. "When I was a kid, there was a word that everyone used called tomboy, but it wasn't an insult. You could be a tomboy and nobody thought it was weird or bad." O'Donnell, who still couldn't seem to remember what her daughter demands to be called, despite her tattoo, added, "She said, they said to me, Mommy, there are some kids in my class who don't even know their gender." Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.